All right, welcome back. Very excited to be talking to our next guest, the pride of the 305, Valerie Lareda, decked in her Marlins jersey, which is a great look for the Miami for the Miami audience, Valerie. So thank you very much for giving us some time. How you been doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and we're in quarantine, so this is all we could do, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be nuts for you. I've been talking to a bunch of athletes. You guys are such creatures of routine. How has been training in all of this in the pandemic and trying to keep yourself in shape and keep yourself right?
Well, what happened to me is kind of different because I was on the show Exatlón on Telemundo. And on that show, I was 3 months isolated from the world, no phone, no communication, no going outside, no stores, no nothing. So I had to adapt on that show. So honestly, I feel like I'm in quarantine like I was on that show, right? So I use that experience from that show to make me better. You know, I'm quarantined here and I've been doing my best. Also, like, I've just been focusing on recovering from the injuries I have that I wouldn't be able to if I was still active, like training the same way as before. But just keeping my weight down, being active, you know, doing things that I wouldn't do before, getting closer to my family, and just enjoying this time we have off.
So that's the same reality show that like Masvidal and Yoel have been on. What is that experience like? The whole reality show thing.
It was the hardest experience of my life. You know, since I was 3 years old, I've been doing Taekwondo martial arts. So I compete in obstacle courses. I have to adapt to living in a cabaña, living in the middle of nature. You know, no hot water, no coffee, no communication, no phone for 3 months. So it was a once in a lifetime experience that honestly made me who I am today. And just allowed me to mature in certain ways that I hadn't realized before. And honestly, I use it now and it's made me a better person and fighter.
Because I've interviewed Masvidal since he's been on that show. He said that was a real like game changer for him, being to unplug from everybody. We're all so plugged in with everything and the apps never stop, you know, Twitter, Instagram, all that type of stuff. Did you feel any of that? Any of that like just nice being detached? And did you feel different mentally from going through that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's isolation. And more than anything, it makes you appreciate the little things in life that you wouldn't realize before. Something as simple as hitting a bag, you know, I had to hit the trees, you know, like just little things that you're like, wow, I'm so grateful for what I do. And it makes you just love it more because you just miss it so much. It just makes you so much more hungry. So I'm just dying to fight because I got back from the show, had 2 months, and now we're in quarantine. So whatever, it's all I could do, but I'm just staying fit, staying active, keeping my weight low. So whenever I get that call, I'm ready to fight.
How was last year for you as far as, you know, making your pro debut, having great success? You know, Miami kind of fell in love with you because you had the big shout out after your Bellator debut. So like, what was it like from a recognizability standpoint? Like, did life feel like it changed, or is it still kind of does it feel kind of the same?
So last year, I look at it, I did a lot, right? So I had 2 fights, and from there, I filmed a reality show. And I told everybody 2019 was going to be my year, you know? I opened a main card for my pro debut, and my second fight was in the Madison Square Garden. I couldn't ask for anything more. And that fight in the Madison Square Garden, I got a lot of ring time, which really, like, I really needed that ring time in a cage. It's so important. I can't get that anywhere else. And then from there, I went to film the show. So when I look back at last year, I'm like, damn, I wish I would have fought 3 times. But I'm like, no, Valerie, you did 2 fights, 2 huge fights. And from there, you filmed the show, which is my dream. Because at the end of the day, I'm a martial artist since I was young. But I also have my degree in broadcast journalism, and I love entertainment. So that's the other part of my life that I love. So my goal every year is to do 3 fights and to film a small gig. So I'm proud of myself, what I did last year. From 20 to 21 years old, and this year, you know, I haven't been able to do much, but I'm going to try to fight at least 2 to 3 times this year and just keep going up from here.
You got your degree in broadcast journalism. So like, what do you want to do? Like, you want to be in radio, television? Yeah. What's the dream gig?
I've always loved TV since I was young. You know, my dad used to have a segment on the show every morning with me where I would do martial arts. From there, I filmed a stunt double for a movie one time, and then Exatlón was reality TV, so I learned a lot more about the production. And I love broadcast journalism. I love journalism in general. I love packaging stories. I love vision telling. I love, like, it's my brand, so I know how to portray it to the world the way I want to, you know? So I just want to find a way to incorporate my other talents, because obviously fighting always comes first, but my other talents, and just use it in my martial arts, because at the end of the day, I'm doing this because I want to change the world and show the world how my parents made me crazy.
Do you how do you deal with that? Because you're definitely a very ambitious person. You seem like you got you've got the television broadcasting that you want to do. You are an excellent fighter and off to a great career, and you know you have a ton of social media followers. Is it hard being in this time and age because you have all these people charming at you? Why don't you just focus on fighting, get in the ring? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with all that, knowing that you can handle anything you want to handle in a lot of various different places?
I mean, my parents raised me since I was young to be an elite martial artist. And at the same time, I was always very disciplined with school, with my other activities, with dancing, which is another passion of mine. So my parents kind of molded me in this, that it doesn't matter what school always came first. And that discipline, I kind of take it into my career now, because my career now comes first and everything else comes second. But there's no problem with when you're off camp doing side activities. You know, that's how you don't get tired of something. You know, if I would just martial arts all the time, I would drive myself insane. But I also do my other talents, my other passions, because they don't take away from my sport. They only benefit me, you know. And at the end of the day, I feel like I'm the only one that could do it. I'm the only one that can handle it. I'm 21. I'm turning 22 now. And what I've done at my age is huge. And I'm not stopping.
As far as this, I saw this on Twitter from you. You said you went just now 3 days, no food, no coffee. Why would somebody do that to themselves? That sounds terrible.
Okay. You know why I did it? I did it because I haven't fought since before Exatlon. Okay. And when you cut weight, you kind of go through that mental battle, right? Because you're eating small portions of meals a day, and it's just a mental battle. And I haven't done it in a while. And I do it to test myself. I do it to keep myself accountable. And I do, okay, you need... Well, not that I need, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a 3-day detox, because it kind of simulates what I go through when I cut weight. And I'm very disciplined. My problem is I'm either super disciplined or I could be the other way. And during this quarantine and throughout the show, I learned my balance in the middle that has made me happier and healthier, because I've been cutting weight since I was young. So now I'm at that stage where, you know, now I can do my 3-day detox. I don't binge after like other fighters dropped in to make weight. You know, I made it a point. Okay, I did my 3 detox, no food, no coffee. I haven't gone without coffee for a long time, but you're not going to go crazy eating. You're going to control it. Like if you're cutting weight, you know, I do it just to simulate a fight, because I know quarantine is coming to an end and I know a fight's coming and I got to be ready mentally and physically.
That's a pretty sound thing to do. As far as the fight game is concerned, what's the buzz? Like when do you, I talked to Matt Mitrione last week and he said, you know, he was cool with not doing it, but he's like, I want to fight in June. I want to get going. What about you? What have you heard from your team and whatnot about when you and Bellator might get cranked up again?
So I was supposed to fight June 6th in Chicago. That was the goal. But, unfortunately I think that's canceled. So I think, everything's going to be up and running by July, early July. So that's my goal. And, you know, I'm close to my weight. I'm only like 15 pounds off, 12 pounds, 15. I fluctuate. So although I haven't been training as intensely MMA-wise, you know, it's my natural born talent. I know when I get in there, it's just something that comes out of me. And for as much as I train, what I do in the cage, I just transform. And I'm just ready. Like, I'm just anxious to fight. I have to get my aggression off.
Have you gotten to binge anything good on quarantine? Anything, any good television shows, good books, any new hobbies picked up?
Well, I've been reading these books like the badass ones. Have you seen them?
Nope.
Well, they're good. So I've been reading those books. I've been tanning a lot. I got into yoga, like meditation, because I have a lot of anxiety because my brain is overwhelmed by so many things I want to do. And when I'm not doing it, I just get overwhelmed. So I learned, okay, I need mental breaks. I need to take time for myself. And really, I just learned my balance with food, with life, my family, with my relationships. And I'm just in a good place right now. And I'm ready to fight.
Well, I know Miami's excited to see you back in action. So thanks so much for
spending time with us. Oh, and I moved back to Miami.
Did you? You're out of Broward now?
Yes, because I was in Coconut Creek for 2 years. And I learned, you know, like I miss my culture a lot. Yeah. You know, I miss being around my culture, and I could drive there because I was driving back and forth from Coconut Creek to Miami to see my mom and stuff. I'm like, I could drive in the mornings, I could carpool with other people who live in Miami, and I can live in my culture, which is, this is what motivates me. My conditioning coaches are here. It's my passion. It's like everybody here is Cuban and Hispanic, and I just need to be around that because it fuels me and it's my motivation because I just want to represent us all.
Absolutely. No, I definitely can understand that. My wife is Cuban, so
we're always
hopping on over to the in-laws because she needs that same thing. You know, it's very, so yeah. I understand where you're coming from on that. Thanks so much for spending time with us. Really appreciate it. All the good health to you. We can't wait to see you back in action, and we'll do it again down the line, hopefully.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and stay safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.